Novena to God Father.
Meditations to know, honor, and love more deeply our Heavenly Father.
Written and spoken by Brother Elia, with chants by Harpadei. Day 2. You, Father, are the life.
To know you, O Father, is life, true life, eternal life. Indeed, it is what we always seek. We are constantly on the lookout for something that will fulfill us, that will make us happy, according to our concept of happiness, for something that will last. But can there be true happiness without you? Impossible. And not infrequently we have to experience it with pain, when illusions dissipate and leave the heart wounded or even broken. You have wisely arranged it this way, beloved Father, even though it may hurt us. But we are so easily led astray and strive for the perishable goods, as if we could possess them forever. When we find ourselves in such paths, we live in a delusion, and there is no life there. The delusion holds us captive and prevents us from the path to life. So it is better to wake up in pain than to dream on wrapped in a lie.
Avinu Adonai, Avinu, Avinu, Avinu Adonai.
When we meet you, these words ring out. You must see what great love the Father has lavished on us by letting us be called God's children, which is what we are. We meet you and you invite us to discover the great love of our life, a love that never ends, a love that does not waver, a love that endures in time and eternity. This, beloved Father, is true life. And once we have opened our eyes, we know you better and better, and we are astonished at your incomprehensible love for us, whom you call your children. To live as your child means that each of my days is inscribed in your book. It means to live carefree, finally giving up the cramp in my life and being truly free, because you are my Father. And you think of me.
Avinu, Avinu, Avinu Adonai. Avinu, Avinu, Avinu Adonai.
Do you know, Father? Actually, this is what I'm looking for. Someone who really loves me. Someone who will always be with me. Someone who will show me the way. Someone I'll never lose again. Someone who will correct me when I make mistakes. Beloved Father, Saint Augustine searched you until you let yourself be found by him. Late have I loved you, O beauty ever ancient, ever new. Late have I loved you. He wrote then, full of gratitude, having found in you true life. You know, Father, that there are still so many who do not really know you. They do not know that you are the Creator, nor that you are their Father. But you want them to know you and to recognize your fatherly goodness. You want all men to live in the security of your love. What can we do? Do you know, Father? We'll simply tell them about you, directly or indirectly, in every possible way. Grant us the fullness of your Spirit, that we may proclaim you as you are in truth, and make known the love you have shown us in your Son. Men are in such need of you, and you so long to give them your love. Through your Son, you have opened the way. So what is that hinders and stands in the way when it should be so easy to reach you? Oh, of course, it is the channel that the enemy sows in the good soil to destroy it. And it corresponds to the law of true love to require a free response and not to use violence. A layer of ice has formed around the hearts of men. The mist of error confuses them, and so many other obstacles. But you, Father, do not give up, nor do you cease to seek your children, and we do not want to give up either. Let us set out on the search together with you.